Trump administration celebrates MAHA victories in first 200 days. By Hannah Knudsen on August 8, 2025. The Trump administration is celebrating Make America Healthy Again, MAHA, victories in his first 200 days in office. From tackling artificial dyes in the food supply to addressing the controversial topic of vaccines. Prior to his second term, Trump promised to make MAHA a priority in his second term. And his administration has been working to fulfill that promise. Already, with just 200 days into Trump's second term, America has seen some drastic shifts in his arena, as Trump's MAHA policy goals have permeated the private sector. Over the past several months, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has celebrated several companies taking the step to phase out their use of artificial dyes in the food supply. Watch, MAHA delivers results. As Breitbart News reported, Steak and Shake was among the first, replacing seed oils and moving to beef tallow. In-N-Out Burger, another popular fast food joint, has committed to removing red dye 40 and yellow 5 as well as artificial flavors. McCormick has committed to dropping food dyes and reformulating some of their products. And PepsiCo has also committed to removing artificial ingredients from popular food items. Other major companies that have committed to eliminating artificial or synthetic dyes, at least in some capacity, include Kraft Heinz, General Mills, Nestle, Conagra Brands Incorporated, Welch's Fruit Snacks, Tyson Foods, Hershey, J.M. Smucker, and many others. Additionally, Sam's Club committed to removing 40 harmful ingredients from private label products. Others include Consumer Brands Association as well as dozens of ice cream companies. Further, President Trump announced last month that Coca-Cola had agreed to start using real cane sugar in Coke in the United States. Trump's MAGA pledge also includes numerous victories in government. For example, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins authorized waivers from 6 states to limit the use of food stamps for junk food purchases. Her department also held the Great American Farmers Market, showcasing and promoting American agriculture. In May, the MAHA Commission released its Making Our Children Healthy Again report, focusing on the chronic health conditions children in America face, focusing on ultra-processed foods, UPFs, the over-medicalization of children, environmental chemicals, and more. It ultimately recommended 10 areas of research initiatives for government agencies moving forward. On the issue of vaccines, the Department of Health set stricter standards for coronavirus vaccine booster shots for healthy Americans who are at low risk. And Kennedy announced that the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, BARDA, is terminating 22 mRNA vaccine development investments because the data show these vaccines fail to protect effectively against upper respiratory infections like COVID and flu. We're shifting that funding toward safer, broader vaccine platforms that remain effective even as viruses mutate, Kennedy stated this week. Further, the Department of Health is reconstituting the Advisory Committee for Immunization Practices. Additionally, Trump's administration has tackled the issue of gender-affirming care. Leftists speak for transgender surgeries, puberty blockers, and hormone therapy for children across the nation, to the dismay of leftists such as Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA. HHS also reviewed current practices and found no true evidence to support for the gender-affirming care pushed by the radical left. President Trump's pledge to make America healthy again kickstarted a nationwide movement to finally address our chronic disease epidemic, White House Assistant Press Secretary Liz Houston said in a statement provided to Breitbart News. In its first 200 days, the administration has delivered on the president's pledge by restoring gold standard science at HHS, partnering with companies to remove artificial ingredients from our food supply, and paving the way for states to embrace MAHA legislation. And the best is yet to come. The administration is committed to doubling down and continuing to transform American food, healthcare, and science to make America healthy again, she added.